Cavalera, you're Monday, August 17th on Star Citizen. On the menu today, a new PTU build that keeps smoothing out the rough edges, a community that's starting to seriously wear thin on the patch cycle, and an old Starfield that a lot of people are missing out loud. Let's start with the game. Alpha 4.10 is still on PTU, with a new build that dropped overnight, open to all waves. Liv, meanwhile, keeps quietly running on 4.9. This new pass focuses mainly on Siege of Orison instance performance. Once the mission is done and all players have left, the instance is now cleaned up immediately instead of waiting for its full lifetime to expire. In practice, that frees up server resources faster. Several server crashes have been fixed, along with an issue where automatic delivery of your purchases would fail silently with no error message, which is exactly the kind of bug you'd rather see disappear without fanfare. The mission system now waits for the world state to be properly synced before validating your progress on login to prevent inconsistencies. And good news for Siege of Orison regulars. Boss Mendo Ren should no longer get stuck in an invincible state at the end of combat due to a script issue. The mission should no longer require manual acceptance after entering the instance, and missing enemies after a replay should properly respawn. A few known issues remain worth watching, including an elevator that takes a moment to respond after pressing the button, and a noticeable framerate drop when approaching a certain platform during the boss fight. Data mining from this build offers an interesting lead for miners. Blueprints for 3 mining modules appear to be tied to Recco Battaglia's mission chain at Levski. The first story mission would unlock the first module, the second would grant access to the other two. Nothing is confirmed, it's data mining. But if you're following that mission line on the PTU, keep your eyes open. On the roadmap, nothing new since the August 12th update, which remains the current reference. Genesis, with the new planetary technology and the Starkitect system, is still listed as an attempt for 4.11. That means it's an internal target, not a date set in stone, but that hasn't stopped enthusiasm from creeping back in, as we're about to see. Speaking of the community, because it really is the story of the day, on Spectrum, the topic dominating by a wide margin is patience running out. A thread about respecting player time has racked up nearly 150 replies on its own, and it echoes other discussions about stagnation or flat-out calling the game barely playable in its current state. The tone isn't hysterical, more resigned, but the message keeps coming back. The PTU patch cycle is starting to wear people down. No official response has been noted on any of these threads. Alongside that, a more contemplative discussion is drawing a surprising crowd, the disappearance of the old Starfield rendering, which many consider more realistic than the current one. It's not an isolated complaint, it's genuine shared aesthetic nostalgia. And the Genesis announcement for 4.11 is still generating some excitement in the middle of all that, proof that the community can get enthusiastic and grumble at the same time. The more grounded corners of the forum are questioning the logic behind the ship pool assigned to missions. One player recounts, with no small amount of disbelief, being handed an Idris to deliver a single crate. Others are discussing the heavy armor set just made available for free, or politely pointing out that a pair of in-game glasses isn't really supposed to burn through like ammunition. On Reddit, the mood follows exactly the same curve. The thread that practically mirrors the player time debate is getting plenty of traction, and another is roasting 4.10 with a recurring joke about ore turning into fire extinguishers. The old Starfield nostalgia runs through the subreddit too, which confirms it's anything but a fringe concern. One player also flags, with a near-identical post on Spectrum, the limitations of the map on foot without a ship. Zoom locked out, constant recentering, no way to plot a simple route. Another is just asking to be able to save their power distribution settings, rather than reconfiguring everything every time they retrieve their ship, a frustration that plenty of commenters seem to share. Thankfully, the lighter side of the forum is holding up. One player's ship spawned right in the middle of a medical hangar, another used a random stranger as an improvised shield, and the Damascus paint on the Asgard is still making people happy. One entertaining account is worth mentioning. A player spent several days interdicting people in quantum travel, 35 in total, and draws a pretty fair conclusion from it. The in-game communication tools are just too unreliable to talk your way out of an interception peacefully. And a weekly community meetup has confirmed it's happening, with a date set for next week. The verse by the numbers, to close, $195,889 raised yesterday, and a total that remains above $1.036 billion. That was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU, and that's the verse.